Okay, Nun Beis and Mabeis, two dots. So we are discussing the one of the machlokos in the Mishnah was about Borimur Ha'esh, Borim Minei Misamim, and that's where we pick it up regarding Borei Minei, Borimur Ha'esh. About five lines up, we ended off with a gra about what's the machlokos about Bara and Maor and Borei and Maorei. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines up. Ein Mevarchin, it's two dots. Ein Mevarchin, so the Mishnah said, you don't make a... The Mishnah had, besides the three machlokas between Bishar and Besalel, that had thrown in three halachos, that you don't make a bracha on a ner and besamim of akum, ner and besamim of mesim, and ner and besamim of avodah zarah. Those three. Akum, mesim, and avodah zarah. So Gemara is going to go into a little bit of discussion of those. So Gemara says, Vish, the ner, mishum delo shavas. Why would a ner of an akum, and right now we assume an akum just means a non-Jew. Why did a fire that a non-Jew lit on Shabbos? So Bishlam, I understand why you can't use that for Havdalah, Mishum Delo Shavas, because it didn't rest. And what you need for the Nair on Motzei Shabbos is a Nair that rested. Right? Part of it, as we're going to see, is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Borei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, or Adam Arish, through Adam Arishon, fire was created on Motzei Shabbos. That's why we have to have a fire that's created on Motzei Shabbos. And that's why it has to be Shavas, and now created new. Right? This might be different, not Arishu Nair, but different than the Nair that we need on Motzei Yom Kippur. It's a different type of Chiyuv. The Nair that we need on Motzei Yom Kippur than on Motzei Shabbos. So where is the Bishlam on Nair, Mishu Delo Shavas? I understand by Nair of a non-Jew, it didn't rest, Rashi says, because the Obed Kochavim Osa Malacha La'oro, and Rashi says here, interestingly, Ho'el V'nev Debo Aveira. Since an Aveira was done with it. Okay, what's the Aveira? The guy is allowed to light a fire for himself? It's even a mitzvah. Goy Sheshavas Chayav Misa. But Rashi, at least halachically, calls that type of light, that type of fire on Shabbos, lit by a guy for the guy's own purpose, calls that Malachas Aveira. You can see, interestingly, that's going to be contrasted to something else in a minute. So I understand that. El Besamim, my time alo. But why can't the Besamim of a non-Jew, why can't that be used for Borimini Besamim? Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Hacha B'Besibas Ovdi Kochavim Maskinon. We're talking about the Besamim that was used at a non-Jew, a party of a non-Jewish get-together. Because it must have been used for to send spices to the Avodah Zarah. So where it says, Avodah Zarah? That's the third line of the Mishnah. We just said you can't use the Nerim B'Samim of Akum, line 1, and line 3 is Nerim B'Samim of Avodah Zarah. So it's two different cases. So what do you mean Akum? It's really Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says in Achinami, they're connected lines. Amar B'Chanina Mesura, Ma Tam Kamar. The Gemara is explaining the Mishnah. What's the reason? Matami mevarchin lo anevel b'samim shalakum. What's the reason for line one? That's line three. Vibnei shestam misibas over the kochavim avodah zara. So really, it is all about avodah zara. And really, if you have regular b'samim of a non-Jew, which is fine, and you know was not used for avodah zara, so l'chore it would be fine to use those for b'samim. Tanur Rabban. A little more on the concept of or sheshavas or lo shavas. Or last line, or sheshavas mevarchen alav, shelo shavas ein mevarchen alav. If you have an or that rested, that you can make a bracha on. But if it's lo shavas, you can't make a bracha on. So what do these words mean? My shavas or my lo shavas. What are those definitions that it rested or not? Top of the Amud. Inei ma lo shavas machmas balacha. If it means that lo shavas, the type of light that you can't, the type of fire that you can't make a bracha on, lo shavas, Machmas Balacha Afilum Balacha Tehetera. Does that mean that it was not Shavas even from a Mutter Malacha? What's Mutter Malacha? Vahatanya, that can't be because of the following. Or Shal Chai Vishal Cholam of Archinolav. Right, let's say a person had to light a candle for a chola on Shabbos, and they had a heter to do it. Right, let's say a chola sheish bo sakana, so you lit the candle, so then the Gebraisa says that you're allowed to make a bracha on that. So if you're allowed to make a bracha on that, so what do you mean? We just said you can't make a bracha on light shalosh shavas. And here you see, this wasn't shavas, and you were mevarech on it. So it's interestingly here, just the ha'ara, that here the Gemara calls a light that a Jew lit on Shabbos for a chola, milacha de hetera. While Rashi, on the bottom of the previous Amid, said a light that a goy lit on Shabbos for himself is called milacha de avera. But why is that worse? It was lit. So it sounds like if we would have lit in that light, so then it would be a malacha d'avera. But a guy lit a la ma'isa. Just an interesting ha'ara. Anyway, so it asks the Gemara, so what does lo shavas mean? Lo Shabbos means nobody lit it on Shabbos. No, that's not true. We know if a person lit a fire for a chola on Shabbos, you're allowed to use that candle for Havdalah. So third line, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, my Shabbos, Shabbos machmas balechas avera. The answer is no. As long as an avera was not done with it, meaning it wasn't lit on Shabbos, not for a mitzvah purpose. Meaning either a non-Jew lit it, or let's say a Jew lit it, chas v'shalom, and he was b'chal Shabbos. So those types of lights can't be used for Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos. Tani Nami Hachi, Ashas Shaisa Dolekas Balekas Kolayam Kulo. And Ashash is a torch, a lantern, Rashi says, that was lit and is going all the whole day from before Shabbos. It was lit before Shabbos, is going all the way now. So then there was no specific malacha done with it on Shabbos. So therefore, Motzi Shabbos, Mevarchen Aleha. Motzi Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mevarech, because Rashi says, Lo Nevda Baveira. It wasn't lit on Shabbos. Fine. What? It's a question. That's what we usually require for Yom Kippur. For Yom Kippur, we try to have a candle that was lit the whole time. For Yom Kippur, we require a candle that was lit beforehand. Shabbos, we might have more flexibility. We could even at least have a candle on Shabbos that was lit on Motzi Shabbos. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, two dots. Nachri, Shilik mi Yisrael, V'Yisrael, Shilik mi Nachri, Mevarchen Alav. Let's say on Motzi Shabbos, you have there was a candle lit on Shabbos. But then you lit your candle from that candle, meaning you have a new candle that was lit from the previous fire on Motzi Shabbos. So if it was a Jew's candle from a non-Jewish candle, or a Jew's candle, or a non-Jew from a Jewish candle, either way, Mevarchen Alav, that you could use that to make the bracha Bar Mirei Ha'esh. But Nachri mi Nachri ain't Mevarchen Alav. But if it was originally a non-Jewish candle, right, that was lit by a non-Jew, and it was relit now by a non-Jew, you can't use that to do it for a Bar Mirei Ha'esh. So Gemara wonders why. Maishna Nachri mi Nachri Delo Mishum Delo Shavas. Why is a goy from a goy's candle, a non-Jew from a non-Jew's candle, you can't use because Lo Shavas, because it was lit on Shabbos, so therefore you can't use it. So Ihachi Shalom Nachri Nami Halo Shavas. So what's the difference if a Jew lights it from a non-Jew's candle on Motzi Shabbos? The original one still was lit by a non-Jew on Shabbos. So therefore, what's the difference? So the chitim, and if you want to say, you know why the reason that a Jew can light from a non-Jewish candle on Motzi Shabbos, you know why that's allowed? Hakisura azale v'ha'achrinahi ubiyada di Yisrael komis yalda. No, because when you light a candle from a new candle, so it's considered, new fire. The original one, the new candle that you have is all considered new. Like, you don't see the original roots of the flame inside the new candle that you have, right? It's very shayach for Bishul Akum Shailas, right? You have pile of light and you're just extending it. But anyway, here we're suggesting otherwise. Saying if you want to say that the Isser is gone, and therefore your new candle is new, and therefore you don't see the roots of it that it was lit on Shabbos, then number one, Kasha, which the Gemara doesn't ask, which Tosas on the top says the Gemara could have asked, then what's the difference between a Nachri and a Nachri and a Nachri and a Jew and a Nachri? Even a non-Jew that lights from a non-Jew on Motzi Shabbos, you should be able to use it, because it's a new candle, it's a new fire. But Tosas says there's another question the Gemara asks. Elahadatan, you have a different question. Hamotzi shel heves b'rishus harabim chayiv. If you carry a flame in rishus harabim on Shabbos, you are chayiv. Rashi explains the mitzias. How do you just carry a flame? Isn't the flame always in something? So aren't you always carrying something else? So Rashi explains the kli is pachas b'kashir, and it's a burning coal, so it only has the status of a flame. Either way, so if you carry this flame in rishus harabim, you're chayiv. But asks the Gemara, if it's true that every second a candle renews itself. So amai chayiv, masha akar lo hiniach, mashi niach lo akar. What you started off walking with and what you have at the end, it's always new. So therefore, how can you suggest that it's always changing every time the fire rejuvenates itself and regenerates itself? Because you see here, if you carry something in Rosh Hashanah, but only if one object has an akira, an uprooting, and one object has a hanacha, a placing down, you're not chayiv. And then Bryce says you're chayiv. So la'ela, la'olam, really we have a different shot of the original case. The isur nami isa. Really, the original fire is in the new fire. The new fire never totally regenerates that. You don't see the roots, you don't see the old fire. And when you make a bracha on Motzi Shabbos, you're always making a bracha on the new tosefes, the new parts of the fire. And therefore, the new parts of the fire were Shabbos, right? Because they didn't exist on Shabbos. So then we just have to know, Ihachi, so everything should be mutter. Right? Any candle on Motzei Shabbos should be mutter, because you're always making a bracha on the new aspects of the fire. So Yahri Nachri Minachri Nami. So even a non-Jew who lit from a non-Jewish fire on Motzei Shabbos should also be good, should also be allowed to make the bracha. So like, Mara answers in Achinami, really maker hadin, that also should be good. There's a special gzeira. Gzeira Mishum Nachri Rishon Va'amud Rishon. No, there's a gzeira that maybe a Jew will make Havdalah the first second after Shabbos from a candle that a non-Jew lit. And because in that case, you know, we're dealing with non-Jewish candles, so therefore, you know, there's no new Tosefes, even for a second, the first second, there's no new Tosefes, no new parts of a fire. So because of that case, for Gozer, that if you have a candle that's totally involved with non-Jews, a non-Jew lit from a non-Jew, that's why you can't use that candle. Mishum Gzeira, Din D'Rabbanan, but Mikra Din, you would be allowed to use that candle. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. Okay, let's go a little further down. We have some more related halacha l'maisa. Tana Rabbanan. Now we're still talking about the types of candles that you could use. Or again, somebody's traveling and they see, or they're walking outside the city and they see some light from outside the city. They're not like very far away. Maybe they're right outside. They're walking outside the village and they see in some houses there's fire lit. And let's say it's Motzei Shabbos and they didn't have a candle. They were traveling. So they want to know if they can use that for Bari Mori Ha'esh. They see a candle lit and all, and they can get some, we'll see if we have to get benefit or not, we'll see the best Shema Namad base. So they see that, so can they just stick out my hands and say, Bari Mari Ha'ish? So the question is, Imrov Nachar Meinam Mavar. So if Rov of the city, the majority of the city is non-Jews, so you don't make a bracha, because you assume that that fire was lit on Shabbos or some other reason, therefore you can't make the bracha. But Imrov Yisrael Mavarech, but if the majority of the city is Jewish, so then you would be able to make the bracha. So Gemara says, one second. The inference of each of these lines are contradictory. Hagufa kasha. Amart, the first line says, Imrov Nachar Meinam Mavarech. The first line says that if the majority is non-Jewish, you can't use that as a bracha. Inference being, HaMechza HaMechza Mavarech. Inference is, what if it's equal, half and half? So it sounds like only if the majority is non-Jewish, you can't use it, but half and half, you can make the bracha. But then the second line is the opposite. Bahadur Tani, and the second line is Mashma, Imrov Yisrael Mavarech, that you need the majority of Jews. Of Jews to make the bracha. Oh, mechza mechza ina mevarech. Right? But if it's half and half, you can't make a bracha. So therefore, which is it? What's mechza mechza? So the Gemara says, bedinhu dafilu mechza mechza nami mevarech. Really, even if it's half and half, Jewish, non-Jewish, you're allowed to take the chance, and you're allowed to be mevarech on that or. Aye, so why does the second line say, Rov Yisrael? You don't really need Rov Yisrael. Half and half is okay. Where does va'adi, the tana reisha, Rov Nachrim, tana zeva, Rov Yisrael, just to be parallel, that really Rov Nachrim is the real deal. That Mechza Mechza would be okay to make the bracha, but Rov Yisrael really is not required. Similar case, Tana Rabbanan. Hay mahalich chutz l'krach v'ra tinok v'avuka biyado. Let's say you're walking outside a city and you see a child holding a torch, and you want to figure out, I don't know, is that child, is he Jewish, is he not Jewish, you don't know. So the Gemara says, bodeg acharav, you check after him. Eb Yisrael hu mevarechim nachar, you ain't a mevarech, you check if he's Jewish or not. And then the same rules apply. If he's a Jewish person, so then you assume that the light was lit properly, and therefore you can make the bracha. But if it's a nachri and a mavarich, you can't make the bracha. So Gemara says, if that's the rule, my haria tinok. So what does that do with a child? I feel a godonami. You see anybody walking with a fire, check if he's Jewish or not. What do you mean a child? So Gemara says, Amar Yehudim Arab, no. Hacha b'samach l'shkia sachama askinan. We're talking about a case where it's right after shkia. Very soon after shkia. It's like so early after Shabbos. Gadol by an adult, muchacha milsa davadei nachrihu. It's for sure a non-Jew. If it was a nachri, you wouldn't have to check. Because if somebody's walking around right after Shabbos, it's obviously not a Jew. Why? So Rashi says, the isa di Yisrael who lohaya memahir samach lachashecha miyalechos arbiado. Adult Jews don't rush out right after Shabbos. You know, that's not something we do. We take our time. We have a little Tosefes Shabbos. So, you know, we dive in the proper time. We don't rush out. That's the halachic assumption. That's the mitzius. This isn't saying something that the Hasidim Rishonim used to do. This is the mitzius. When it comes, if you see an adult person right after Shabbos holding a torch, is obviously not a Jewish person. But Tino, but child, Emer Yisraelu, maybe he's Jewish, but Ikri Benachaz, you know, it just happened. That happened right there. You messed up the clock. You messed up what time it is. But really, it can't be that. It can't be that he is Jewish. Okay, interesting Dvar Musar, just from that one line. Tana Rabbanan, Vayter. More Sveikos about whether there's a certain type of light that you can make a bracha on. So I am a halech chutz lekrach v'ra, or again, you're outside the city and you see a type of light. So now the suffix is not about whose light it is, but what type of light it was and why it was lit. Important rules. Im avek kifia kivshan mivarech alav. Literally, if it's thick, like what comes out of a furnace, you're allowed to make the bracha on it. What does it mean, thick? So Pashas means, it means if it's very bright. If it's very bright, you can make a bracha on it. Why? Because the rule is, and we're going to see this in a few minutes, you're only allowed to use a fire that was for Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, a fire that was made to use light, to use for its light. But let's say if a fire is made to use for its heat, or for some other reason, so you can't use that kind of esh on Motzei Shabbos for Havdalah. Bori Moreha esh is dafka made on a fire that was made to use its light. So says the Gemara. So if you see if it's very light, so mevarech alav, then you make a bracha because you assume such a bright light, it must have been made to use as light. But if it's not as a strong a light, so then it was, Rashi says, vein mevarkin ela al hanshanase lahair. But if it's not made lahair to give light, so then you don't make the bracha.
Could you light a secondary?
So based on what we said before, maybe yes, because that tosefta the hetera kamavarech. Tanichada. So again, we have a steer. We have a couple of steers. First steer. Arshel kivshan b'varachan alav atani yidach im b'varachan alav. So we have two brises. One says you're allowed to make a bracha on the fire that was made for a furnace, and the other one says you can't. So the Gemara says lo kasha b'tchilo halabasof. There's no kasha. Is it in the beginning when you started to use it for the furnace? So then you can't, because that fire was used to, you know, for the furnace to heat, to burn things with. But basof, after they used to burn stones, Rashi says, they used to light to give off light to be able to clean out what's inside. So then that type of fire you could use, because that was made lahair, and therefore you'd be able to use that for Havdalah, for Bori Moreha Esh. Tani Chada, another stira. Arshel Tanav Shakirayim Mevarchan Alav Atani Yidach Im Mevarchan Alav. Are you allowed to use a fire of an oven? Two types of ovens, Tanner and Kira. Right? Those are discussed in the third parak in Shabbos. So then, are you allowed to use that or not? So Gemara again says, Lo kasha ha betchila ha basof. The issue, the real rule is, if it was made to use to heat, to burn something with, you can't use that. As right today, if somebody uses the type of fire that everyone's going to use to burn their chametz, they can't use that type of fire because that's made to burn something. That's not made to give off light. So therefore, you can't use that for a bracha bari bari ha'esh. Halabaso, but if it's made to give off light, so then you can use that as the bracha for the fire for bari bari ha'esh. Tani chada arshel beis hakanesis shabeis habejus mevarchan alav, v'tani idachem mevarchan alav. Again, stira. Are you allowed to use the candles that were made for a shul or not? So we're getting answers. Lo kasha, hadi'ika adam chashav, hadi'laika adam chashav. It depends if there's an adam chashav in the shul. If there's an adam chashav in the shul, Rashi explains, then the candles must have been lit for him, not to give off light. Because the adam chashav, you know, it's chashav that candles surrounding him. So therefore, if it's the adam chashav there, you can assume that the candles were not lit to give off light, but for the adam chashav, and therefore you can't use it. But if there's no adam chashav, so then you can assume that it was to give off light. Correct, but even so, the rule isn't to be mevashal versus everything else. The rule is to give off light versus other things. And here, if it's made for the adam chashav, just to give him covered, and not to give off light, so then still, it would not be allowed. V'ibayi seimel, let's finish up. Hava ha b'di'ika adam chashav, or maybe that's not the difference, but what's the difference between whether you can use a candle in a shul or not? Hadi'ika chazana, hadalaka chazana. Are there people, chazan literally means the shamas, right, the Shabbos, the Gabbai used to live in the shul. So, is there somebody who lives in the shul or not? If there's somebody who lives in the shul, then obviously these candles were made for light, because they need light in the shul. At night they have to eat, they have to sleep, etc. But if there's no Shabbos there, then you can assume it was made for a different reason. The third possibility is whether there is moonlight or not. Sara is moonlight. So then if there's moonlight, then you can assume it was not lit to give off light, because there's already moonlight, they could use the light of the moon. But if not, not. Okay, basically the rule of the past 10 lines of the Gemara, wow, we answered all these theories, but the real rule, there was one rule in one line. If the candle is made to give off light, then you could use it for Bari Mori Ha'esh. If it's made not to give off light for any other reason, then you can't use it to make the bracha of Bari Mori Ha'esh. According to Rashi, it works the opposite way. If it's lit for the Adam Chashuv, so then it can't be used. If it's lit for the Shamish, it can be used. Tosfos has an opposite. By Adam Chashuv, he thinks that he quotes an opposite Girsa, but opposite the Pirish, but we'll go like Rashi. Okay, here we go. Tanur Rabbanan. Hayo Yoshvin Beveis HaMedrash. This is Halacha L'Maisa. What Ari, what Rabbi Billet spoke about last night in shul. Tana Rabbanan, Hayoshim beis hamedrash veviu or lefnehem beishami omrim kalacha vechem baruch la'atzmo. Let's say everybody's sitting and learning in the beis medrash, and lechora is not clear exactly in the Gemara, but let's say they made the havdalah already, but they didn't have besamim. So all, not besamim, they didn't have fire, they didn't have a candle, nobody had a candle. So they said, okay, forget it, we'll just learn now, we'll get the candle later. So then somebody brings the candle into the beis medrash later. So beishami says this shouldn't be a big, oh, there's a candle, everybody come, Bar Meresh. No. Bring the candle one by one, you pass every chavrusa, and they'll say Bar Meresh as you pass. Everybody make their own bracha, and you pass. Ubeis Hillel Omrin, no, echad mevarech lekulam. One person makes the bracha for everybody. Mishum Shenemar, Barov Am Hadras Melech. Because it says, right, in the multitudes is the glory of the king, therefore it's better for one person to make the bracha for everybody. Let's finish up. Bishlama Beis Hillel Mefarshit Tamayo. So I understand the reason of Beis Hillel. Barovam Hadras Melech. Elo Beis Shammai Mai Taimu. So why? Beis Shammai doesn't agree with that principle. Why does Beis Shammai say that everybody should make their own bracha? I mean, we had earlier a line of, right, separate brachas are better. We had that one line. But what does Beis Shammai say it here? Kasabri no, but they bitl Beis HaMedrash. Because a big batala. Right, you can say, oh, there's one thing in the basement. Everybody's like, okay, let's go see. So everybody's going to go. By the time they get lined up, by the time they get near the candle, and they're going to try to get Hanoa from the candle, it's going to cause a big ruckus. Look, if you go around to every chavrusa, you know, it'll be much better. Everybody will keep learning, except for the 10 seconds that they're going to use the candle. And then the Gemara is going to quote something else that's Mishum Bitl Beis HaMedrash. But before that, there's a very important discussion related to this Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The Aruch HaShulchan says, in Hilchos Shabbos, is it better for everybody to make their own kiddush, or is it better for one person to make kiddush for everybody else? So Beis Aruch HaShulchan says, "Aval im gam hutzarach lekiddush ze mutov sheyekadishu v'yotzi es kulam mishiyekadish kol echad ba'atzmo." It's always better for one person in the house, even if you're eating over at somebody's house. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, let's say there are five families eating together, one person is better to make their own kiddush. Aval bishakol echad yekol kaddish ba'atzmo. Even if everybody can make. They can make their own kiddush. Mishum Barov Am Hadras Melech Brachos Nun Gimel. Because of this principle, we pass it like Beis Hillel. When everybody's doing a mitzvah together, it's better for one person to make the bracha. V'cheinu Aminik Baharmi Mekomos. And he even adds, V'yesh Mekomos Shekol Echad Osa Kiddush La'atzmo. There are many places that everybody makes their own kiddush. Some people do it Friday night. Some people do it different times. But he says, V'ein Roy Lasos Kain. Interesting. This is the Aruch HaShulchan talking, the great defender of Klal Yisrael. He says it's not fit. V'yichin Yesh Lamona Mizeh Ulolam Dab Sheish Yotzer Mitzvah Kishe Echad Yekadish Bad Kulam V'yichavin Lahotziyam. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, you know what you learn from this Gemara? By kiddush, by havdalah, by any time you do a mitzvah, it's better for one person to make the bracha and for everybody else to answer amen and do the mitzvah. Biyotzi the mitzvah. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says based on this Gemara. Yeah. So Beis Shammai, that's Beis Shammai's conscience. We're passing like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says even with the chashash of mitzvah Torah, you do it this way. Right? That just shows how important. Okay, maybe he would agree by kiddush nechinami. Maybe Beis Shammai would agree if there's no counter pressure. That's the Beis Shammai, that makes it even stronger. Good. Yeah. So kiddush on Pesach, that's right, very important. But tomorrow night, that might be different. Question of whether Shomea Kaona, and everybody has to drink their wine. So it might even work Pesach night. But again, if somebody has the minog for everybody to make their own kiddush Pesach night, I don't think that should be changed. Even if I would say, somebody asked me, what should I do? Maybe you might be better, Echem V'Rach L'Kulam, the whole year, but Pesach Nai, where everybody has the Chiv of Dalat Kosos, so you have to make sure you have Kavana, so then maybe it could be different. It's not a Mukhrach, yeah? The other Kosos, where everybody has to say their own Bracha of Gal Yisrael and the other Brachas, unless they're Shomea Ka'ona, you're sitting there and listening carefully, which usually once you get into the Haggadah, everybody's up to their own thing, so it's more difficult, but you know, the other kosher lechora would be said separately also. This isn't a foolproof raya. The Pnei Yeshua on this Gemara suggests that maybe this whole discussion is by Birchas Shevach Vahodah. That's what he assumes the Bar Meresh HaEish is. Shevach Vahodah. So if it's Shevach Vahodah, so then maybe they're Barov Am Hadras Melech. They're giving praise to Hashem at once, but maybe by mitzvos, maybe by Birchas HaMitzvah, you wouldn't say it. So he says it's not foolproof that you say that. And there's a Shulchan Aruch HaRav, I think it's in Hilchos Shabbos, I didn't get to look it up yesterday. I think it's in Hilchos Tzitzis, that he suggests, because a lot of times, what about, you know, there are many times that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't always say this way. He says if everybody's putting on tzitzis at the same time, talus. So I think he says there that everybody should make their own bracha. And by kiddush, he's mashma, that one person make their own. There are a lot of different mitzvahs that sometimes the Shulchan Aruch says one way, sometimes the other way. So he suggests that maybe the difference is whether everybody's doing their own action or there's one action that's being yotzi everybody. So if one person has a cup of wine and they're making kiddush, then one person has a cup of wine. But if everybody's putting on their own talis, so then it could be that everybody should make their own bracha. It's more appropriate to connect it to that maisa hamitzvah. Okay, but there are different shitas. Again, it's not mukhrach exactly what to do, but that Aruch HaShulchan is important with the Pnei Yoshua. B'samim. So again, I mean, this has to do with like a Havdalah. You know, Havdalah. So one person says, Bray Mari Ha'esh, or Bray Mari B'samim, he passed it around. So I remember my grandparents used to make their own bracha once they got the B'samim. They got the B'samim, and then they said, Bray Mari B'samim, they make their own bracha, even they just heard a bit 2 minutes ago. So that's what they did. But again, Maker Adin, you don't have to do that. Or maybe you shouldn't do that according to the Aruch HaShulchan. But obviously, there are other minhagim that people have. Some people make their own Kiddush Friday night, or at other times as well. Not sure. Well, Besamim is a Birchas HaNehanin. Eish, we'll talk about the Bezra Manam Beis. Tani Nami Halki. Shall Beis Rabbi Gamliel Lohay Omer Marpa Beis HaMedrash, but he bitl Beis HaMedrash. Rabbi Gamliel, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Gamliel, they didn't say Gesundheit. They didn't say Gesundheit in the Beis Medrash, because of bitl Beis HaMedrash. Unbelievable. Right? They were busy learning. To say Gesundheit would be a bitl Torah. The Kohen HaShas here quotes the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, who quotes the story. Why do we say Gesundheit at all? What's God bless you? Right, so he quotes the Medrash. It comes from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, before Yaakov Avinu's time, everybody used to sneeze and then they died. That's what sneezing was. They sneezed and they died. That's what the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, right here. You can read it. Says. But Yaakov Avinu says to Hashem, Hashem, I want to have warning. I want to be mitzvah my house. I want to get things in order. So could you please, like, not make me die when I sneeze? So Hashem says, okay, fine. So he was the first one to sneeze and not die. So because sneezing used to be related to dying, that's why we say God bless you when you sneeze. Because sneezing originally was connected to that event. So therefore, that's why the end of the Gilin HaShas, Chayev Adam Lomer Ba'atishaso Chayim, Shenefach HaMavach HaZeh La'ar. So even though it's important, says the Rabbi Gamliel, that saying it in the Beis Medrash is Bittul Torah. Interesting, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Yaradeya, in Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Shach and the Taz, though, first quote the Prisha and say, but nowadays, come on. We talk about so many things in the Beis Medrash. Halavai, this should be our only Bittul. Therefore, says the Prisha, that this halacha doesn't apply to Bizman Hazek, because we do so much Bittul anyway. Says the Taz on the Prisha, what? So because we're so bad, we should throw in more badness? What are you talking about? By, where do you say such things? By a chasan. We don't have kavanah anyway, so he should say it. So then there's a chumrah. So we say, do the chumrah, because we don't have kavanah anyway. But what are we doing here? Because we're mevatel so much Torah anyway, so be mevatel a little more. What does that make sense? He says, well, at least we shouldn't be careful for this. So therefore, says the Taz, you know, don't do this. Again, it depends on the circumstance. It depends if you're in the middle of learning, then there might not be a chiyuv to say it. But an interesting discussion, how makpid they are, just about, not even talking, say God bless you in a Beis Medrash. Right, but people still say Gesundheit, God bless you. Even 3 seconds of... Okay, both, but even 3 seconds of Talmud Torah. Even 3 seconds, every millisecond of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah. Yeah. Ein, yeah. It's all the same thing. It means the same thing. My time, why can't you use a candle and besamim that were made, that were lit or created for a corpse? So a ner, because the ner was made for him, for covered for him, and therefore it wasn't made to give off light. And besamim was only made to neutralize the bad smell, not to create a good smell. And if it's not made to create a good smell for you to smell, then you don't make a bracha on it. Deodorant. You can't make a bracha on deodorant. The radiance of Shabbos. I saw that, right? I just looked it up again last night. He says, the bracha of Bar Minim may not be recited over perfumes or air fresheners. And he also says deodorant somewhere. Right, because those are just to make away bad smell, not to always to give off good smell, not made lahariach. Any person who you would be motzi him to his levaya with candles by day and by night, so then, and it's only nighttime and he has candles, then ein mevarchan alav, you don't make a bracha on those candles that are lit for him at night, because you assume that they were lit l'kavod him, because you would have candles for this guy even by day. But if somebody only has candles at night, which is a reflection that really it's just for to give them light, so then, mevarchan alav, then that would not be considered a ner shel mesim, and therefore you'd be able to make the bracha on it. Amar Rav Yehuna, v'samim shel beis hakiseh, v'shemen asui l'haber es hazuama, ein mevarchan alav. Right, air freshener, right? Of a basic. He say v'shemen ha'asui lahaver esazuama, an oil that is made to neutralize, you know, like you wipe your hands because your hands smell before you bench. And v'barkan olav, those two are made not lahariach, but just to neutralize smell, and therefore you can't make a bracha on it. By the way, any other spices, any spice basically in the in your spice rack could be used for besamim. We have a minhag to use cloves, to use other things, but really any spice can use as long as it's a real spice made to give off a smell. Lameimra, the whole hecha de lav lerecha abid lo mevarchen alav, is that to tell me that anytime something is made not to give off a smell, you don't make a bracha? Let's say you walk into a spice store, a fragrance store, and you smell something. You walk in the first time, you make a bracha, but you don't smell. You don't make a new bracha every time you smell something new, a new fragrance. But if you go in and out 10 times a day, then you would make a new bracha each time you go walk into the store. In that case, why does the store owner make the store smell like right by the front door to get you inside? To get you inside to maybe buy something. So he didn't put it out there, dafka, to smell, to have a good smell, but he would do anything to get you into the store. So is that really called lahariach? So my answer is, yeah, no, the in. That's good enough. No, that's called lahariach. He wants you to smell it in order to come to the store. So that's good enough, called lahariach, in order to make the bracha on. Interesting, Ritva has one line in this Gemara. Gemara says if you go in and out of the store, you make a bracha each time. But Ritva says, don't think from here that if you take off your talus to go to the bathroom or do something else, when you come back you make a new bracha. Because that mitzvahs aren't like hanos. By hana, that every time you get a separate hana, you gotta make a new bracha. But by a talus, you don't make a new bracha each time you take it off. And that's what we paskin. If you take off your talus and you know in a few minutes you're gonna put it back on, let's say you give it to somebody getting an aliyah, let's say you go to the bathroom, we paskin, you don't make a new bracha when you put it back on. Make your hadin, even by a bathroom, we say it's not a hefzik, because theoretically you could wear your talus in the bathroom. Make your hadin, right? We all wear our tzitzis in the bathroom. When we took off our tzitzis, we go to the bathroom. Because it's tashmishe mitzvah, not tashmishe kedusha. Tefillin is different. Tefillin, if you take off your tefillin to go to the bathroom, you have to make a new bracha when you come out. Maybe just on the shel yan, not on the shel rosh, but tefillin is different than tzitzis. But talus, the ritva makes that point here, that don't think taking off a talus is similar to walking in and out of the spice store. Eating and drinking, well, if you didn't have it in mind, you'd have to make a new bracha, because that's a separate hana. If you know you're coming back, so then maybe it's different. Tanu Rabbanan. If you're outside a city and you smell a smell, it's similar to what we had earlier about the fire. If the majority is a non-Jewish city, then you don't make a bracha, because you assume it's maybe for Avodah Zarah, maybe for something else. But if Rav Yisrael Mavarech, if it's a majority of Jews, you can make a bracha on that smell. No, even if it's majority of Jews, you still can't make the bracha. But Os Yisrael, you know, use their spices for kishuf, for other things. So for even a majority of Jews, you can't make a bracha on that smell if you don't know what it was made for. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Atukul kshafim mekatran. The whole Jewish people are mechashvim bechashef alosachaya. You know what's going on here? So the Gemara says, you're right. Havi lemi uta lkshafim. It's only a minority that does this, but there's another mi. Do mi uta nami legamar sakelim. So therefore, and there's another minority that makes these sweet smelling fragrances in order to make clothing smell good. Like after they used to wash clothing, they used to put it over this fire of incense, and therefore the incense would go, the smell would go into the clothes and make the clothes smell good. So again, there too, it was made to finish off the cleaning process, not to smell. Therefore, there are two miuts here, both of those miyuts don't make their spices to smell. So you have a miyut for kishuv, you have a miyut for gemaras akelim. So therefore, ishtakach ruba d'lav l'recha avid. You can put these two miyuts together. That makes it into a majority that doesn't do it for a smell. V'charuba d'lav l'recha avid lo mavarach. You don't make a bracha on a rove that was not made to smell. No, to finish off the clothes, the next step will be so you can smell the clothes. But this smell itself was not made to smell directly. You're right, eventually, but not now. If you smell a good smell in Tveria on Friday and in Sipori, another near Tveria, about half an hour away from Tveria on Motzei Shabbos, you don't make a bracha on that. That's when they used to do this thing with the kelim, and therefore you would not make a bracha on on that. So Rabbeinu Yonah here explains why Dafka, he explains how they both did it L'Kavod Shabbos. They wanted the place to smell good on Friday, Kavod Shabbos. They wanted it to smell good on Motzei Shabbos because they're losing their Neshama Yaseira. They want to still be in a good mood. But they both did it L'Kavod Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, Haimalek Mashuk Shalakim Nisras Al Ariach Areza Chote. If you're passing through a non-Jewish marketplace and you're happy with the smell that you have there that they did L'Avodah Zarah, then that is a sinner that is not proper. You're not allowed to get Hanoah from the candle. You're not allowed to make a bracha on the candle until there is Hanoah, says the Mishnah. Said the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. I'm Rabbi Yudah Marav. So the first shita is Lo Yosu Yosu Mamish. You don't have to actually get Hanoah from the candle. You don't have to get Hanoah. Ela Kol She'ilu Omidot Bekarav Umishtamish La'ora. It's only you need the type of fire that if you would be standing close, you would get Hanah. So for example, let's say you're in a hotel, you're in a camp, you're in a this, and you're standing 200 people away, and there's no way you're getting near the candle, and they say, Boy Marah, and I say, Amen, says this opinion, it's okay, even if I don't get Hanah, as long as I could get Hanah, if I was standing close, then it would be good enough. Even if I'm far away. We have a kash on that. If I have a candle somewhere like in my coat, something covered up that I'm not, meaning I can't see it. Oh, but panas. What's a panas? Machlokas Rashi Rashba. Rashi here says ashashis, which is a see-through glass. And the Gemara is going to say that this is no good. So the Rashba asked, why isn't it good? We had a couple of blot ago on Chavdal and Chavhei, that the Chavhei Mabez, that Erva Bashashas is Usr, because you see it. Or you see the Erva in the Ashashas, so it's see-through, but it's still as if you see it. So why here, according to Rashi, Panas is a see-through? So that's why the Rashba says it's not see-through. It's some type of like steel metal that you can't see through, but you like, there are some holes, maybe you can see a little bit of the flame. But either way, let's say you have a candle in your chayk, in your chest, or in something covered, or you see a candle and you did not use the light, or you used it and didn't see it. This Brisa says that this Tosefta says they can only use a Bori Mura'esh candle that you could see and that you use. So what's the case? If it's one or the other, it's no good. So what's a case where you could use it and not see it? So that's easy because it's on a corner. Let's say you're at a corner. The fire is on the other side of the wall, but you could use the light from the fire. That's an example where you could use something without seeing it. So that's the case where you can't make a bracha on that. You have to see the candle. But what's the case where you see a candle, but you can't use it? So lav demarchaka, isn't that talking about a case where it's far away, and there this brisa says therefore that you can't use that candle? Kasha on Rav? Lo, kugoda amyeva azla. No, it's talking about a fire that's very, very, like it's going out. It's almost out. So if it's almost out, you can see it, but you can't get any hana from it. That's the type of fire that you can't use for Havdalah. But if it's a strong fire, but if it's far away, it's still good enough. The Gemara has a little side discussion about different levels of coals. Tana Rabbanan, Gechalim lo chashos mevarchan aleihen, omamos in mevarchan aleihen. If they're lo chashos, you can make a bracha on them, but not if they're omamos. What does this mean? Hey, chidame lo chashos, what's the minimum level? Amrav chista, kol she'i lamachas atochan kisim over the lakas me'eleha. If it still has igniting power, if you stick a splinter or a little piece of wood in and it can light it, then that's strong enough of a fire, and therefore you can make a bracha on that. Anything less than that is not good enough to make a Bori Mura Ha'esh. Ibai Lahu, Omamos, O Omamos, Aleph or an Ayin. So Tashma, the Rav Chizam Rav Dimi, Arazim, Lo Amamuhu, Vegana Lo Kim. So you see it's with an Ayin. Okay, that was all Shita number one. Shita number two, V'Rava Amar Yeosu Mamash. Rava says, no, you have to get Hana'ah from the candle on Motzei Shabbos. The Kama, what type of Hana'ah? Amar Ula Kadesh Yaker Ben Yisrael Lepundion. To tell the difference between two different coins. Chizki Amar Kadesh Yaker Ben Meluzma Shel Tver Yilam Meluzma Shel Sipori. Two closely related coins. So therefore, you have to get Hana'ah from the coins. Rabbi Yehuda Mavarech Adedalia. Rabbi Yehuda used to make a bracha Bar Mera'esh on the candle that was in his friend's Bei Abedalia's house. Rashi explains that was very far away. This proves that he held like the first opinion, that you don't have to get Hana. Rava Mavarech Adebei Gurya. Rava made a bracha on Bei Gurya, which is his next door neighbor, which just proves that he have to be close and get Hana. Barchama, Gurya Barchama. Abai Mavarech Adebei Bar Avua. He used to make the bracha on Bei Bar Avua's house. And Lechora, we're supposed to know whether he lived close or not. Rashi doesn't say here, but, you know, we're supposed to know who lived next to who. Okay, so therefore, this is what we try lachatchila at least to get hanah from the candle. Rabbeinu Yonah on this Gemara says, "Umehas hachanagu." Because of this Gemara, the coins. That is why we look at our fingernails. Why? Because number one, it's very easy to look at your fingernails. It's always there. You don't have to go search for it. And number two, because it's a simin bracha, because it grows. Beginning of the week, we want to have a simin bracha. Look at something that grows, that's always replenishes itself. So that's why we look at our fingernails. That's the hanah that we get. That's why we should get hanah. You should really look at the fingernail and see the difference between your fingernail and your finger. So you should really get hanah from the candle. Amar Yehuda Marav in mechazrin ala or kedarsha mechazrin ala mitzvahs. Rav says that this borimur ha'ish bracha on Motzei Shabbos, it's not like Havdalah. It's not like you have to go, like you have to search for wine to make Havdalah. It's not up there as important as part of the mitzvah. If you have it, good, but you don't have to go crazy. Amar Abzer, Meireshavi Mahadrana. I used to search after it a lot. Keeping the Shemana Lahadra of Yehuda Marav, once I heard this statement that you don't have to search after it, Adonami Lo Mahadrana, so I stopped searching. Ela'i Miklali Mimela Mavarechne. If I have it, if I could find it, I used it. Why is it different? So the Rush here says, because it's Zecher Ba'alma. It's not like Havdalah by the main part, that's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa or d'rabanan of Havdalah. Boimer Ha'esh, what is it? So the Rush says, it's a Zecher Ba'alma that Adam Arishon lit fire tonight. So it's a Zecher, it's important, but still you don't have to go crazy looking for it if you can't, if you don't have it. The Ramban in this parak says that this is a Bercha Shevach V'Hodah. Shevach V'Hodah, it's not Hanah. Or else, every time you see light, you should get hanah. So he explains, it's a Shevach V'Hodah. Question according to him, what's the discussion here about getting hanah then or not? But again, that's the Ramban Shita. It's a big question, what is the bracha Boimur Ha'esh as compared to the other brachas of Havdalah? There's a Bir Halacha that discusses, what about women? Do women, let's say women, question whether women make Havdalah by themselves, but let's say, if they are, do they say Boimur Ha'esh? The Bir Halacha quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger as a suffix about it. Okay. Next. Misha Achal. We have the Machlokas in the Mishnah. Let's say you washed and then you went somewhere and you forgot to bench. Do you have to go back to your original place of eating to bench? Beis Shammai said, yes, you have to go back. Beis Hillel said, no, don't worry about it. Just bench where you are. So Amar Zid B'Temer of Dimi Baraba, Machlokas B'Shachach. The only Machlokas here is if you forgot to bench. Avo B'Mezid, but on purpose. Let's say you're finished eating and you're just in a rush and you say, it's okay, I'll bench you the car. Right? B'Mezid, Dibri Yakol Yachlo Kovi Yivarech. Then everybody agrees, even Beis Hillel, tough luck. You have to bench where you ate. Pshita, v'shachach tran. Of course, the Mishnah says, v'shachach. What's the Kiddush? So no, ma'ad, the tema who didn't feel b'mezid, I might have thought that even b'mezid, you don't have to go back. I might have thought that it only says, shachach, forgot in the Mishnah, to tell you how extreme Beis Shammai's opinion is. That even if you forgot, you have to go back. Kamash Mala, no, that it's Beis Hillel, machalik, between mezid and shogeg. And shachach is the discussion, but by mezid, you have to go back. Tanya, Amru Lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, L'divreichem, Beis Shammai, you have to go back? That's crazy. Misha Achal Barosh Avira, if you ate, let's say, on the top of a tower, V'shachach, V'yarn, Lo V'lo Berach, Yachal Barosh Avira, V'yvarech? What, if you were at one place and you had a big schlep, you have to go back? Beis Hillel says? So Beis Shammai answers, Amru Lahem Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, L'divreichem, Misha Shachach Arniki Barosh Avira, Lo Yal V'yizlena. What, if you've got your wallet in that place, you wouldn't go back for it? What, you go back for your wallet, but you wouldn't go back for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's very nice. So what's Beis Hillel's taina? You know, Beis Hillel obviously knew this, but it's a very stark taina. Right? We always got to realize, if we do it for something for our own needs, would we do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know, we would get up in the morning for our own needs, we do things for our own needs, but when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, well, Mesiris Nefesh for vacations. But when it comes to, you know, non-vacations, getting up, or going somewhere, or doing a chesed, you know, it's always, we're always thinking about whether it's we should do it or not. there's a series of Machlokas Rishonim, who we pass and like. Machlokas Rishonim, we definitely, L'Chadchila, should go like Beis Shammai. L'Chadchila, we definitely should go like Beis Shammai. There's a story, some of you might have heard on, a Rabbi Friend once quoted that story that he went back up to Yeshiva and he forgot to bench and it was 100 degrees in Baltimore, hot, sweaty, and he schlepped down to back to his house. And then he got back and his daughter sees him and is like, what do you do? And he's like, I forgot to bench. He got back and he says, I'm not patting myself on the back, but he says, but it was tremendous chinuch for my kids. To see me schlep back in the heat, just to go, he says, whether I was right or wrong or whether I had to do it or not is not the issue, but it was great chinuch for my kids. That's what he said. Interesting point. So there were two talmidim. One, even b'shogeg, even though he was shogeg, he went like b'shamai. And he found a golden wallet. He found an unbelievable thing, you know, when he went like Bishamai. V'charav and b'mezid k'beisil. One dachko went b'mezid and k'beisil, and he didn't go back v'achle aryi. And the lion ate him up. Okay, we see Hashgacha takes care of things. Rabbi Bachana because of Bishar Yerasa, Rabbi was going in a caravan. Achal the Ishliv Obirich. He was with a bunch of other people and he ate and he forgot to bench, and they were already on the road. Amr Echi Nevin, he says, what am I gonna do? Yaminilahu Anshoy Livrich. If I say I forgot to bench, Amrli Brich call Hekha the Mavarachas Lorachman Mavarachas. Right, so they'll tell me, bench here, what's the difference? What do you have to go back for? So says Rabbi to himself, Mutav da aminal hu inshi yona da daba. Let me tell them, I forgot my golden dove. I forgot my golden pigeon. You know, I'll tell them that. So Amal ho inshi li the insha yona da daba. So that's what he did. He told them, I forgot my golden pigeon, please wait for me. So they did wait for him. Azal ubarach fa ashkach yona da daba. Oh, he went back and he found the golden pigeon. Ah, hashkacha. Umayshna Yona, why did he pick a golden Yona, golden dove, not a pigeon? The Misili Knesset Yisrael Yona, because Bnei Yisrael compared to a Yona. The Chsiv Kanfei Yona Nechbet Bekesef Ve'Evroseh Be'Yirakra Charutz. It's compared to a Yona. My Yona in Anitzolz El Bechnafeha, just like a dove is only saved with its wings. Av Yisrael and Anitzol and El Bemitzvus. So to a Jew is only saved by doing mitzvahs, and therefore we're compared to a dove. Ad Ein Masayhu Mavarech. How long do you have to bench after you? After you ate, so the Mishnah has said, until the food is digested. So how long is that? So Kamashir Ichol, so Rabbi Yochanan Chosman Shein Aroiv. As long as he's not hungry yet. If he's hungry already, it's too late for the next meal. If he's thirsty again. So these are the two Shirim that if this has already happened to you, then it's too late. So right before this time, that's when you still could bench. We generally say 72 minutes. That's the usual amount of time that's given. Armler of Yemer by Shalmel Marzotra, Armler of Yemer by Shizvi Marzotra. Miyamer Rishlaka Shachi, did Rishlaka say this? That if you're thirsty again, that's the shear that you can't bench? Bahamar of Ami, Armler Rishlaka, Rishlaka said a much longer time. Kamashir Echo Kadela Halachar Bamilin. Right? 4 mil. Which that's where we get 72 minutes from, because we assume a mil, the three sheets is what a mil is. 18, 22 and a half, or 24 minutes. So we assume, let's say the smallest shear is 18 minutes, so say 18 times 4 is 72. So therefore that's a much longer shear. So lokasha kanda achila maruba kanda achila muetis. If you ate a lot, and you're still full, so then you have the longer shear. So the Mishnah had said also that you make a bracha on a Jew's bracha, you make say amen on a Jew's bracha, but not on a Kusi's bracha. Why? Because you're not sure that who he said the bracha to. So Lamemer di Yisrael, I've got the Losham Yikula bracha ona. So is this to say that if you, let's say you only heard the end of a Jew's bracha, you don't hear where he said Shem Hashem, you for sure say amen, v'chilo shama hechanafik. But if you didn't hear the bracha, how could you be yotzi your mitzvah? So Amar Chiya Barab Bishalo Achalimayim. It means that if you didn't eat with them, if you didn't eat with them, and you're not trying to be yosei, then you could always say amen. V'chein Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Abba Bishalo Achalimayim. You didn't eat with them, so you could always say amen. But for sure, if you're trying to be yotzi your mitzvah, so then obviously you have to hear the whole bracha. Amalei Rav Lachiya Brei 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 Chadof Ubarech. Grab if somebody gives you a kosher bracha to bench, grab it, and you should be the one who says the bracha on the kosher bracha. V'chein Amar Rav Huna L'Rabba Brei Chot Ubarech. Grab the coast and bench. Is this to say that it's better to say the bracha yourself rather than answer amen? But we know that the own, there's a, we don't have time to talk about this, but saying amen to a bracha is even greater than saying the bracha itself. You're right. It's better to say amen. Teda, what's the proof? Shari Gulyarin, it's an interesting mashal. Shari Gulyarin, Yardinu Miskarin B'Mochama. You send the privates, the regular troops to go fight the war. And then the great paratroopers, the big guys, they come in at the end and they finish things off. So that's like the amen. The person who makes the bracha is like the regular soldiers. But the worst person says, amen, that comes afterwards. Isn't that greater? Skmar says, Tanoihi. The Tanya, Echana, Mavarech, Lechana, Oma, Amen, Bemashma. Really, both a Bavarech and an Ona, Amen, are great. Elashem, Marlon, Mavarech, Yosef, and Ona, Amen. But the one who's Mavarech is greater than the Ona, Amen. So you see, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. So we should try to do both. Make brachas and say Amen. One more minute. Voy, Minev, Shmuel, May Rav, Malanas, Amen, Akhatirokash, Abis, Rabban. Very important halacha lemaisa. Do we say Amen to children's brachos? No, you don't, says the Rav, because they're only saying it as practice. They're not saying it as real brachos. So therefore, you don't. You're not allowed to, the Shulchan Aruch even says. But this only applies b'delo at idan miftarayu. This is only, Rashi says, if they're not saying the Haftorah. But derive it, and others say it means if they're not trying to be yotze a real mitzvah. Alva beidem miftarayo onin. But Rashi, if they're saying the haftorah, or what many rishonim say, if they're saying a bracha like they're supposed to, they're not just singing a bracha for no reason, but they're saying a bracha to be yotze a mitzvah, then you can't say amen. Tana rabbanan shenem ma'akev zabracha debir reb ziloi. Shemen, the oil that you use at the end of meals, ma'akiv the bracha, because if your hands are sticky and you usually use oil at the end of a bracha, you have to use the oil, because it's not covered a bracha to spench without using that oil. Right? Like Donnie Schwartz said, that his in-laws in Mexico use oil, that's where he is right now, maybe he's using the oil right now. Reb Zivoy Omer, eino ma'akiv. Reb Zivoy says, no, it's not ma'akiv. Reb Acha Omer, Shemen Tov ma'akiv. Shemen Tov is, good oil is ma'akiv. Reb Zuhumay Omer, look at these names. Kishem Shemzuan, Pasal Avoda, Kach, I know, that means I'm over. Reb Zuhumay says, just like bad smelling hands make you puzzled to do avoda in the base of Migdash, so too bad smelling hands makes it puzzled to say a bracha. Those are all the three names of the people who are just talking. I don't know about what they say, but I know they have certain things that they say, but I'm based on a pasuk. El masisi yadana. I'm based on a brisa. Damar Yehuda Marav Amri Laba Masisa Tana Viskadishtem Ilamayim Rishonim Vizem Kadoshim Yibi Holy Ilamayim Achronim Ki Kadosh Zeh Shemen Ani El Mashem Lachechem Zeh Bracha. So from those psukim, those drushes, you learn that you should say, use the oil and do Mayim Achronim Mayim Rishonim before you say the bracha. Hadu Lachei L'Dvarim Ezra. Tomorrow we'll start the next parak. Today's share was L'Refu Shalema Tali Bas Dvora Bina. Talibas Dvora Bina.